This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India's first privately developed orbital rocket, Vikram 1, under Mission Agaman, has successfully reached orbit after completing its final burn and injecting payloads into a 450-kilometer orbit. The liftoff took place at 12.05 p.m. from Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that the milestone makes India the third country in the world to achieve private orbital launch capability. Developed under Mission Agaman, the rocket is intended to provide cost-effective and flexible launch services for small satellites. Named after Dr. Vikram Sarabhai, the father of the Indian space program Vikram 1, features three solid propellant stages and a liquid-fueled Raman engine in its orbital adjustment module for precise orbital insertion and maneuvers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Skyroot Aerospace team over a telephone call after India's first privately developed orbital rocket Vikram 1 successfully reached orbit. Mr. Modi said successful launch of Vikram 1 under Mission Agaman is a major milestone in India's journey towards self-reliance in the space sector. The Prime Minister said the historic achievement will inspire the youth of the country to come forward and contribute to innovation.
Success.
Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh congratulated Team Skyroot on the successful launch of India's first privately developed orbital launch vehicle Vikram 1. The minister said the mission marks a major milestone for India's expanding private space sector. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that a healthy society is the foundation of a strong nation. Addressing the Indian Medical Association's award ceremony in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Singh said that medical professionals are not only providing healthcare services but are also strengthening the country's development journey. The Defence Minister said that doctors play a vital role in nation building through their dedication and service. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today virtually flagged off the new Ramnagar-Dehradun Express. This marks a new era of enhanced rail connectivity between Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. The train will benefit tourists and wildlife enthusiasts visiting Jim Corbett National Park as well as devotees travelling to the temple near Ramnagar. Addressing the function through video conferencing in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the train will operate twice a week and provide connectivity between the Kumaon and Garhwal regions of Uttarakhand. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand today. The United States and Iran exchanged fresh strikes today targeting military and key infrastructure as fighting over the Strait of Hormuz intensified. The latest attacks came after the collapse of an interim ceasefire with no immediate end to the conflict in sight. Earlier, the U.S. Central Command said its seventh consecutive night of strikes hit surveillance sites, military logistics facilities, underground weapons storage and maritime assets in Iran. The conflict spread across the Gulf region. Kuwait said it intercepted Iranian missiles and drones. In badminton, Indian shuttler and two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of Japan Open in Tokyo today. In FIFA World Cup, European rivals France and England will lock horns in the third-place playoff match at the Miami Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. France's World Cup campaign came to an end after a semi-final defeat against Spain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.